Emergency Room Sticker Shock. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Sarah Cliff, who covers healthcare for Vox.com, has been crunching the data on emergency room bills and crunched it hard enough to break off quite a few jagged anecdotes.
You know, I talked to one family that was billed $629 for a Band-Aid that an emergency room doctor put on their daughter's finger.
They had no way of knowing the cost because the emergency room doesn't post the price. Vox investigators analyzed 70 million emergency room bills and found the so-called facilities fee, the cover charge just across the threshold, went up 89% in 6 years, which is shocking. But remember, this is an industry where every customer is either unconscious or in too much pain to go price shopping, like the guy who woke up in agony with a muscle cramp.
It was 1 a.m. and he couldn't sleep. He was there for 20 minutes. They gave him a muscle relaxant. He ended up with a $2,400 bill.
He did get a deal on the muscle relaxant, though. That part was only $3.50. So I asked Sarah Cliff, who's been covering healthcare for a long time.
In all the discussions that have taken place over Obamacare, has anybody tried to address this problem?
No.
No. No one wants to give patients more control over costs. We're told to trust the competitive healthcare market in an industry where there are no published prices. Don't you think, at the very least, emergency rooms should post their prices in large print? That way you can scan them as the ambulance crew is wheeling you past, strapped to a gurney, unconscious. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.